Listen to Guatemalan President Alvaro Colom talking about experiments in which researchers intentionally gave syphilis and gonorrhea to Guatemalan people.
In my opinion, it is a crime against humanity that happened during that time and under those authorities. And obviously, the government of Guatemala reserves the right to present a lawsuit.
A medical crime against humanity, not conducted in the 1940s by Nazis and Joseph Mengele, it's human experimentation at the hands of American researchers. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs reacted this way.
This is shocking. It's tragic. It's reprehensible. It's tragic, and the United States, by all means, apologizes to all those that were impacted by this.
The terrible legacy of the Tuskegee experiments made more terrible. Most research for new drugs is conducted outside the U.S. Is this still going on? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Monday, October 4th. I'm Todd Zwillick, filling in for John Hockenberry this morning. I'm in Washington, D.C., and I'm here with Celeste Headlee, who's in New York. Good morning, Celeste.
And I cannot believe it is already October. Anyway, let's get right to the top news stories this morning. Americans in Europe are mostly shrugging off a State Department warning to be extra careful because of an increased terror threat. As this tourist in Rome puts it,
if I hear something like that and I get scared, I think they've already won, so I just keep going.
Undersecretary of State Patrick Kennedy says the warning is not formal.
We are not saying that they should defer travel to Europe at this time. Absolutely not.
I think he's saying that they're not saying that. But we're learning some new information about the threat this morning. Intelligence officials say teams of terrorists could at any time launch a Mumbai-style terror attack against soft targets in Europe. ABC News is reporting the teams have moved past the surveillance stage and have checked back in with Al-Qaeda in Pakistan and received the go-ahead to strike. Also this morning, Japan has issued a travel alert for Japanese citizens living or traveling in Europe. Meanwhile, the Pakistani Taliban is claiming responsibility for setting fire to at least 20 tankers carrying oil for NATO troops in Afghanistan. That's the third such attack inside Pakistan in as many days. Four people were killed.
Back at home this morning, the Supreme Court starts a new term with a new justice today. Elena Kagan joins the High Court, making it the first time three women have sat on the court. Up first is denying many of the nearly 2,000 appeals that have piled up in recent months. First Amendment freedoms will be the theme this term, with the court set to hear cases on provocative anti-gay protests at military funerals and a California law banning the sale of violent video games to children. Two reports out today say more states are charging fees on criminal defendants who use public defenders even when they can't pay. That's causing some of them to go without attorneys for trial. Virginia, for example, now charges up to $1,200 per count for some felonies.
Former White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel hits the campaign trail in Chicago today.
I'm going to spend the next few weeks visiting our neighborhoods at grocery stores, L stops, bowling alleys, and hot dog stands. I'm calling this the Tell It Like It Is tour.
That's a message from Emanuel on his website where he announced he's running for mayor, although that wasn't really a secret. This morning, two of Chicago's top election lawyers tell the Sun-Times that Emanuel cannot run because election rules state that mayoral candidates must reside in the city for a year before the vote.
And speaking of the elections, the Washington Post says this morning that interest groups are spending five times as much this year as they did last year on ads, $80 million so far, and we don't know where more than half of that money is coming from. Turning to the markets now, Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down and futures are down. The Dow gets underway at 10,829 this morning. The S&P opens at 1,146. The NASDAQ opens at 2370. Well, this morning, how the debate between nature versus nurture might be outdated. A look at what emerging scientists think about fetal origins and the first 9 months of gestation.
But first, the experiment in Guatemala where they injected people with syphilis. It's a horrifying moment in medical history.
What's your take? Leave a comment at thetakeaway.org or call us toll free at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
869-8253. You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.